4CC, Hunters and Collectors, and the songs you can sing along to on iHeartRadio. Download that app. G'day to Sergeant Wayne Butcher. Hello, mate.
Good morning.
Hey, Road Safety Week last week, and look, it worked really well, didn't it? Particularly the Gladstone region. Gee, it was a great initiative which was put together, rewarding drivers.
Yeah, no, it was a really intensive week for the Queensland Police Service, that's for sure, and the amount of cars and feedback that we got was fantastic. The Weigh It Up program was, as you may have heard on the radio.
We got a phone call to stop promoting it because there was a 4 or 5 hour wait.
Yeah, so on the back of that, we're going to start running a few extra days and programs when we can get hold of the trailer. So stay tuned to 4CC and our Facebook page, and we'll throw a few dates out and get everyone prepared. Maybe get a booking system this time.
Yeah. Because the way to go.
The feedback I'm getting is a great idea, and the caravan community, we're all happy to sit and, some of them were there 3, 4, 5 hours waiting, and they were happy to sit around their deck chairs and have a chat and talk about road safety and how it is on the roads with caravans and what they can do to help the travel community. Yeah. So it was great in that aspect as well.
Very successful campaign, yes, mate. Well done to the Queensland Police.
Yes, so thank you to all those who did wait and did participate. As we're mentioning, there was raffles going on and off for the week. So they've been running one, and it's been spread all over the Gladstone district. So it's been fantastic. We had someone from Lammermoor who won the Ocean Tires voucher. Someone from Mara won the fuel vouchers. Someone here in Gladstone won the Sparkles car wash voucher. And a Billawilla guy won the Bill Robertson service voucher. So that's great spread of people and great promotion. And luckily for us, we had no fatalities on our normally, it's the worst thing that we can hope for, a couple of serious traffic crashes and that during the road safety week, which sort of puts a bit of a lull on it. But luckily for us, it was a great week, and we got some good stuff out there, and the whole community were on board, which is fantastic.
Yeah. For those listeners that weren't sure how that raffle worked, the police were actually pulling people over, and if they passed a DUI test, drug test, that type of thing, got a raffle ticket to go into the draw to win those prizes, and the local businesses that jumped on board too.
Yeah, they were good awesome. On you guys. Just rewarding good driving behaviours, and I think we handed out over 800 tickets or something like that. So good. A lot of people, whether they choose to accept the ticket or get on, but I think we had 1,200 RBTs for the district during the week, which is again fantastic. I think we had one drink driver over that period. So again, thank you very much for everyone who participated and back these local businesses because they come on board and get their hands.
And it was initiative only by the Gladstone Police.
The Gladstone Police set it all up. Yeah. And other districts had their own little things running, but we set up all this. So it's beautiful.
Cool. Mate, what else is happening?
I just want to touch base in relation to suspect and vehicle identification. Just we've run a few programs over the years in relation to, you see someone and half an hour later we ask them to recognise what they look like, and some people have no idea, some people are really good. So what we sort of are trying to promote is if you see something funny going on, either write it down or ring police or the police link, or start getting in your mind visual, he's got tattoos or she's got long black hair or curly hair, or they're 6 foot, they're 3 foot. The amount of different descriptions you get from a vast variety of people, you could have 12 people in a room. I think studies have shown that if you get 12 people in a room, get someone to walk through like a photo lineup, the variation in heights, sizes and descriptions are completely way out there in relation to everyone. So it's a matter of what people see and what they remember. But again, when we're getting code twos, which is lights and sirens to jobs with a description of a male with black hair and a dark shirt, as you can understand, if that's on a Friday or Saturday night, there's a lot of people that look like that. Just little things like, tattoos, distinctive stuff that outstands someone from who would normally look like that. Yeah. So
just stand back and
good look. Again, cars, people... it's a green car with a, hatch on it. There's a million.
Tons
so just little bits and pieces, even a partial registration. People, because if they're in situations where they're panicking, That's the last thing they sort of remember. But that's our go-to. That's what we need to work these crimes out.
All right.
Just work on those sort of things. That's fantastic.
Mate, school holidays, we're about 3 weeks away from holidays. There'll be a road campaign, no doubt.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a couple of programs in relation to road safety again, travelling the highways and byways. So if you are going to set yourself up for a trip, now's the time to start planning for it. Make sure you get your brakes sorted, your drinks and travel and everything, and try not to do those the old days where Dad used to drive for 10, 12 hours straight. It's just not cool anymore because, as we know, fatigue and driver distraction are two of the biggest killers on our road. So make sure you take your brakes and stay off your digital devices.
Yep. Only takes 10 minutes.
That's all it takes. Yeah, get out, stretch your legs, shut your eyes for those 5 seconds. As we said last week and the week before, if you're shutting your eyes and going, I'll just take that 1 second micro blink just to, you know, get me through to the next service station, it's too late. You're going to end up in front of a truck, and that's the last thing we want.
Yeah. And, mate, finally, My Police Gladstone, if anybody has got information, wants to keep up to date what's happening within the Gladstone region when it comes to policing, there's always information up there of what the police are looking for in certain aspects as well. You might just look at it and go, gee, I know that. I've seen that person or that situation. It can really help you guys out.
Oh, it's great. We come in on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever, and you've put a post up and you're looking for someone in relation to a matter, and it's like, the feedback we're getting from the community is amazing. So, we love it. Get on board. If you're not on the Facebook page, jump on board My Gladstone Region. It's pretty user-friendly. We've now got a dedicated crime prevention officer, Dominic Martin, at the station. So he's putting a lot of stuff on there. So, jump on board and get involved. Be part of the community.
Thank you, Butch.
Thanks, mate. Everyone have a safe week.
Sergeant Wayne Butcher, keeping us up to date. What's happening across central Queensland on 4CC? Good morning. It's 7:45.